Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1. With Opel and the all-new Opel Astra. German engineering at its core. It's our most efficient Astra yet.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
One of Ireland's young football stars took centre stage last night. Caoimhín Kelleher, Liverpool's 22-year-old goalkeeper, kept a clean sheet as his side beat Ajax 1-0 in the Champions League. And I'm joined on the line now by Eddie Harrington, who is Caoimhín's coach at Ringmahon Rangers in Cork at underage level. Good morning, Eddie.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. That was exciting last night to see Caoimhín. But for you, you must have been nervous watching as well, were you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I watched him when I opened, I think. Very nervous. Good job he wasn't, though, yeah.
No, he certainly wasn't. And he was so articulate afterwards in what he said. But we'll come to that in a minute. How do you know him? Tell me all about him.
I know him through, obviously, the Ringmahon Rangers Club in Cork. I took over a team, his team, in under 11, all the way through to under 17. So we had six brilliant years with him, you know. We had a great team with the other coaches, Robbie O'Leary, Kevin O'Regan. Robbie here is David Donoghue. So it was a great time for us.
And how early did you spot the talent?
Pardon?
How early did you spot the talent in Caoimhín?
He always had talent, but he was our centre forward when I took over. He was actually a centre forward up to only kind of six, seven years ago. But it was a chance phone call from his father, Ray, who kind of changed everything. Our goalkeeper left us because he wanted to go back playing at the underage level because he was a younger goalkeeper. So Ray just contacted us to say he knew we were stuck for a goalkeeper, so he just rang me and asked me would we take a chance basically and put him in goal.
Mm-hmm.
But we were kind of reluctant because he was such a good outfield player.
Right.
But yeah, we just took that chance and put him in goal one game against Springfield Ramblers. And yeah, we never looked back. He was excellent for us then. And yeah, he just became the Kennedy Cup Cork goalkeeper that year. So it was a very quick progression. And he went on trial at Blackburn and Aston Villa in England, and then Liverpool came in soon after. So this was all kind of a year after just going in goal, you know.
Right, gosh.
So it was an amazing transition, yeah.
And did you see the huge hug that Jurgen Klopp gave him last night?
Yeah, it was brilliant, yeah. He took us back, actually, yeah, because on his last game for England, we won our first trophy under 17 Premier League, and I kind of remember everyone hugging on the pitch after that game was full of emotion last night as well, you know.
Yeah, and it's clear now that his future is very bright. I mean, Jurgen Klopp saying very clearly and making a point of saying that, you know, Liverpool needs his natural football playing ability.
Yeah, like some of the things last night, we were kind of hiding behind the couch watching it, like, you know, kind of chipping it over centre forward from Ajax and just with his left foot and his right foot, and it was amazing, you know, the confidence. Is like, he was always confident. There was never any fear of him, but it's just gone to another level, I think, you know.
Yeah.
Like, being around some of the best players in the world does that, you know.
Really? And what was it about that performance last night that really stood out for you?
Again, it's just his, like, I wasn't surprised about how cool and calm he was, but I just think how confident he was with the ball at his feet, you know, and like, I think I was reading online, he had over 70% of his passes were successful, and that's going long with some of them as well. So even just that, like, against, you know, a Champions League against Ajax in a game that Liverpool needed at least a point, and, you know, it's just surreal even just thinking about it now, you know.
Yeah, it was incredible.
And that
late save that he made, the one at point blank, that was incredible, wasn't it?
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, and he's really good at all that stuff, you know. I mean, there was never any fear of him. Like, I think it was the icing on the cake, really. I was kind of glad he had I was hoping he had nothing to do, but it was nice that he got a couple of saves in as well, you know.
Yeah.
And the first half, he'll enjoy that one too.
Do you know what, Eddie? It sounds like you were not surprised that he's playing at this level and he played the way he did last night.
Honestly, it's a huge, surreal feeling, but there's actually no kind of fear of Caoimhín because he's so confident and he doesn't believe like that, you know. He believes in himself so much that he's not going to be happy just to take that, and that's it now. Like, that, you know, that's where I suppose the difference is, that he won't stop at that, you know. He wants more and more and more. He wants to be number one. Not that that's going to be,
so,
you know, we will carry with ourselves, but like, that's the kind
of, you never know, you never know. So
yeah.
You say he's confident. Does he have a cool head as well?
Very cool, yeah. Very, very cool. Very grounded. But that's his amazing family. You know, they're a lovely family. Black Rock there, and his mum Jackie is just one of the nice people you'd meet. You know, and they were always very supportive and very caring of Cuiveen, you know, their big sporting background, and you know, that's where the talent comes from, but the person comes from the family, and you know, they're just the nicest family you can meet, and I suppose that helps us. Such a young age especially, you know, that they were very supportive, you know.
I'm sure there's a great buzz around Ringmahon Rangers now as well today.
Yeah, it's a great club. We're not down to myself at the moment, but they're a great club, and they've it's such a big schoolboy, you know, there's a lot of work going into the committee is huge down there, and you know, it's paying back now, I suppose, you know, it's like Alan Brown and other players who've gone over there at Grimes in the past, you know, and Adam O'Reilly's over at Preston as well now at the moment, so hope I haven't forgot anyone. But the club has gone from strength to strength, and I suppose this is the fruits of it, you know.
Well, look, we're all proud of Cuiveen Kelleher, and we watch with interest to see what happens next. Eddie, great to talk to you. Yep. Thanks very much for joining us on the programme today.